So yeah, it's Parashat Vayechi, end of Sefer Bereshit. This week, we talked about something very interesting that happens. Because if I asked you, Yitzi, when did the whole conflict between Yosef and his brothers end? When did that end? When did that come to its peak? You will tell me, last week, last week's Parsha, after Yosef revealed his identity to his brothers, then they were taken aback at first, but then they hugged and they became friends again. V'akol shaval mekomo b'shalom. They lived happily ever after. However, in this week's Parsha, we discovered that that wasn't true.
Yeah, the moment that they bury their father, they come back and they're sure that Yosef's going to hate them, as if nothing happened, as if they never saw Yosef reveal himself and say, don't worry. We really tried to dive into that and figure out what happened. Why are they suddenly so scared? And what is Yosef answering?
Exactly, because those are some very interesting psukim, because as we always do, we dive into the psukim, into the words the Torah uses, because the Torah is telling us so much more than what you think. Especially if you translate the Torah, you lose all the meaning, all the references that the Torah is trying to point out. You really want to take a look to understand what exactly is going on over there between the brothers and Yosef, and how does the story, this conflict between Yosef and his brothers, how does it end? Because it happens in this week's parasha. I hope you enjoy it. Take a look. Parashat Vayechi, the end of Sefer Bereshit, 12 parshas, 12 weeks of war here in Eretz Yisrael. And yet, if I ask you, where did the conflict between Yosef and his brothers end? When did that conflict end? Where did they finally make peace between them, hug each other, and show love to each other after all these years? You would probably tell me that happened last week in Parashat Vayigash, where Yosef finally reveals his true identity, that he is Yosef, and his brothers at first take a step back. They're a little bit worried about it, but then he calls them to come back closer. And from there, you assume they live happily ever after, as we say. However, in this week's parasha, in Perek Nun, towards the end of the parasha, when Yosef and his brothers return from Eretz Knan, where they buried Yaakov, we suddenly find the brothers saying to themselves, hold on a second, maybe now that our father has died, now Yosef is going to hate us, and he's going to repay us for all the bad things we did for him. And you have to ask, first of all, where is that coming from? Why should Yosef suddenly hate them? Didn't they close everything between them? Didn't they amend the relationship between them? Why are they suddenly afraid that Yosef still hates them just because Yaakov has died? But on top of that, when you look in the psukim, there's some very interesting words, specifically this concept of hating them. Lu yistamenu. Even Rashi emphasizes that this lu has different meanings. It could be a maybe, it could be maybe I wish it will, but the word yistamenu definitely means a strong hatred. So where is this hatred coming from? Why are their brothers suddenly worried that there's such a hatred from Yosef towards them? Didn't we close the story of this conflict between them already in last week's parasha?
It's very interesting, really, that word istemenu throws us back to another story, a very similar story. And I think looking at that story can shed light on what's happening now. Because we have another story of brothers who their father loved one of them, and the other brother got involved there, and he hated him for doing that. We're talking about Esav and Yaakov, where Esav was supposed to get the bracha, and Yaakov, with his mother's help, got in the way. And it says by Esav, Vayistom Esav et Yaakov. But what does he say after that? After my father dies, which by the way, was a long time later. After he dies, I'm going to take revenge for my brother. So in some way, it seems like in their eyes, Yosef is Esav. And some of the Mefarshim already bring this up when trying to understand why are they throwing Yosef out? And I think we discussed this too in the past, where they're used to seeing families where there were different brothers and one was chosen to continue Am Yisrael, and the other was not. And they saw Yosef as Esav. As we know also, Chazal makes certain connections. Yosef is the only one who's able to deal with Esav because he's more similar to him. He's not the same. He's different at the core. But on the outside, there's certain aspects. He's more worldly. He's someone who knows how to deal with the world, and therefore, he's the one who's able to deal with Esav. But in their eyes at the beginning, he's the Esav that has to get out of the way. And it seems that even after everything, they know that there's a special relationship between Yosef and his father. They know that Yosef has kibud avayim, just like Esav had kibud avayim. And he said, he'll wait till his father dies. But now maybe Yosef's gonna take revenge. Maybe he won't kill us, but he'll take revenge. He'll punish us for what has happened. They still haven't gotten to the point to recognize that the story of Yosef and his brothers is not the story of Yaakov and Esav or Yitzchak and Ishmael. And just before we end Sefer Bereshit, this is what they need to understand. Just before of this new nation, Am Yisrael as a nation is born, where all the brothers together form this new nation, not one or the other. The story isn't about them or about Yosef. It's about what brings them all together. It's about their mission in this world. And that's exactly what Yosef answers them. Because Yosef's answer is a little bit strange. He answers them, am I instead of God? Who said you're instead of God? What are you talking about? He says, don't be scared. Am I instead of God? That's not why they're scared. They didn't say you're God. They're scared because you're going to punish them. What does it mean? Don't be scared because I'm not instead of God. Wait a minute. If we do deserve a punishment, so you're not instead of God, but God will still punish us. Say, you know, I'm not going to get involved. God will do whatever he wants. Don't say, don't be scared. If you did something wrong and you should be punished, so you're not going to punish us because you're not instead of God, but God will punish us. Why is he saying don't be scared? And I think we're not reading the psukim correctly. I think what's actually happening is something else. What Yosef is saying is the following. Don't be scared. You know why? Because I'm not instead of God. Not that I'll punish you or he'll punish you. He's saying much more than that. See the next pasuk. Because I'll tell you what God saw here. God said, yeah, you had your bad plans, but Hashem chashava letova. He took those negative thoughts and turned it into something else. And that's what he made out of this situation. So who am I? Am I gonna, instead of that, say, oh yeah, God thought it was actually a good thing and turned it so that I can help you and be here for you? No, but I'm gonna punish you for what he did. It's not about me. I'm not the story. It's what Hashem wants from me. It's what Hashem sees. That's what brings us together here as brothers. We all have, and they mentioned it here too, they send the messengers to say, Avdei Elohei Avicha. We're also the servants of that same God of your father. That's what brings them together. Hatachat Elokim Ani. I'm not looking at myself, at what I'm more than you, what you did to me. I'm looking at the process that God is leading us through and finding my place. What am I expected to do in that process? When the focus shifts from being or me or you, which is exactly the battle with Esav and Yaakov, it's or Esav, or Yaakov, or Esav. We see it in the bracha itself that Esav gets. You know, when you raise up, then he raises up. It's all one against each other, then you can never really have peace. Being able to form something together begins by shifting from it being about me to being about the mission, about what we're here, all of us together for. And that, with that in mind, we can really come together and create Am Yisrael.
Very good, very good. Just like you're saying, when you look in the psukim here, and we say this every single video, there are some phrases that pop up and kind of ring a bell from different times we saw them in the past already. One of them, just like you said, with Yosef turning to his brothers and saying, Hatachat Elokim Ani, am I instead of God? And when you hear those words, Hatachat Elokim Ani, am I instead of God? You straight away go back to Rachel Imenu arguing with Yaakov, Rachel Imenu coming with a demand to Yaakov, like we talked in the past, saying to him, Havali Banim, give me sons. V'imayin, Meta, Anochi, myself, my Anochi is dead. I have no purpose in the world. Just like you're saying, I am looking at my purpose. I'm looking at the fact that I have to be a mother for Am Yisrael. I have to be Rachel Imenu. Give me my sons already. And Yaakov turns there and says to her, Hatachat Elokim Anochi. Is my being instead of God? My role isn't to be God in this world. I also have a role in this world. I also have a purpose, and I'm also part of a greater process going on over here. It's not up to me to give you the sons that you want. That statement over there by Yaakov Avinu is clearly what Yosef is stating here. Yosef, the son of Rachel, the son of Yaakov, taking that understanding of Atachat Elokim Ani. Yosef understanding this, as we've said so many times, always understood and always stated that it's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokim Pitroni, in everything he does. Hashem Matzliach Be'ado, Hashem Shamayim Shagur Befiv, because this is what he learned from Rachel Imenu when she understood that it's up to her to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Yaakov told her Atachat Elokim Ani, she understood it's up to her, and then Yosef came out of this. This is what Yosef was born out of this understanding that it's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all part of this greater process. His purpose is part of this greater thing that's going on with turning into Am Yisrael from their brothers. And when you look at the psukim again, it's not only by Yosef that we see this clear phrase that we met already in the past, but actually when you take a look in the psukim, when the brothers come back from the funeral, the Torah emphasizes that they came back from burying their father when they buried their father. And then it says that they saw that their father died. And you really have to ask, what is the Torah trying to say here? But if you pay attention to that pasuk, and then you continue reading it, and then they say to themselves, Luis Temenu, maybe he's going to hate us, and then he's going to repay us from everything we did to him. If you pay attention to the words and to what's going on in that pasuk too sounds very, very familiar. Because when we go all the way back to the beginning of the story of Yosef and his brothers, right at the beginning of Parashat Vayeshev, we find Yaakov Avinu coming to Eretz Yisrael, and then Yosef is the one who is born, and Yaakov chooses him. He makes for him a ketonet pasim. And then from there we see, Vayru echav ki oto ahav avihem. The brothers saw that him, their father, loved. Just like over here. Vayru achei Yosef ki met avihem. Almost the same language, almost the same words. And back over there in the beginning of Parashat Vayeshev, what did that lead into? That led into vayisne'u oto v'lo yachlu daboro l'shalom. That they hated him and they couldn't talk to him. That's the way they viewed the world back then. Coming back from the funeral when their father isn't there anymore, they see that their father is dead, and now this relationship between Yosef and the father changed. But for them, this might still result in the same consequences, in the same outcome of having Yosef hate them back. Just like back then, when they saw the love between Yaakov and Yosef, they hated Yosef. So here, if Yaakov isn't there, the relationship between Yaakov and Yosef isn't there anymore, maybe Yosef is going to hate them back. But to this, Yosef turns to them and says, guys, you got it all wrong. You don't understand. You never understood. This was always part of the greater plan from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you guys really have to change that mindset. You have to look at the reality in front of you in a different way. What you saw back then, you were under this cloud that prevented you from seeing reality in a certain way. You were under this cloud of jealousy that resulted in you hating me and not being able to talk to me. But now you guys have to go on top of it. You have to continue into that dream that I had, where everybody came and bowed down to me. I know you guys think to yourself, you want to be my slaves. You just offered to be my slaves, but this is not what I'm interested in. You don't understand this whole purpose. All this has happened so that I can be here and take care of you, and we can create Am Yisrael over here in Mitzrayim, and then eventually come out of Mitzrayim back to Eretz Yisrael and get the Torah on the way. This is what Yosef is trying to tell his brothers here at the end of Sefer Bereshit. Understanding, like we said so many times, that there's a certain level of reality that we see with our eyes. There's nothing we can do about it. We are humans. We use our eyes in order to see reality around us. And it's very hard to climb on top of reality and to look at reality from a different perspective, from a broader perspective, from a godly perspective. We can't do that. But sometimes we have to try to remind ourselves that that perspective does exist, even if we can't see it. Yosef is telling his brothers here, you are now standing right here. You saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made everything work out for their good. So what is there even to talk about? Back then, you were still blinded. Okay, I understand it. But now you're standing here after everything we've been through. You see how this resulted in good. So there's nothing you can say about it. And thinking about what's been going on over here, like we said, from the beginning of Sefer Bereshit, back 12 weeks ago here in Eretz Yisrael, there's so much talk about the fact that reality around us has changed. And things we talked, and the way we talked, and the way we behaved back in Sukkot, back just before Simchas Torah, we can't go back to that same reality. We can't go back to those same conversations. We can't go back to that same perspective we had on our lives. And we can't continue to live our lives the same way we did before Simchas Torah. It's a different reality. It's a different life we have now. And we have to keep on reminding ourselves of this. We have to keep on reminding ourselves that we woke up. There's a new woke in the world. There's a new woke for us. And we have to stay awake. We have to keep on reminding ourselves that we are all part of a greater purpose. Am Yisrael has a greater purpose to fulfill. And this purpose takes all of Am Yisrael together, whether we like it or not, whether we wish for it or not. Unfortunately, over the generation comes along this enemy from the outside to remind us what Am Yisrael is and who is Am Yisrael, and that we're all in this together. And this is what we have to keep on reminding ourselves. The reality that we saw back then, the reality that we had back in the beginning of Parashat Vayeshev between the brothers and Yosef, says Yosef to his brothers, that's not the reality anymore. Look around you. You can't live the same way. You can't look at life the same way you did. Same thing with us. Things have changed. We have to look around us, and now we have even more to live up to. There has been so much sacrifice over the past few weeks, the past few months, from our nation towards this greater purpose of Am Yisrael. So we have an even bigger obligation, an even bigger responsibility to live up to that, to live up to that greater purpose, Bezrat Hashem, in order for us to bring the final redemption, b'mehra b'yameinu.
Amen, amen. In other words, they thought that what brings them together is the Father, is the fact that they have their Father, and they happen to be born to the same Father, so while he's there, that keeps them together. But what they learn here is that's not what brings them together. It's the mission that their Father brings into this world. And even though he may not be alive, as we say, Od Avinu Chai, Am Yisrael Chai, because the point is that his mission and what he taught us and our goal in the world is still alive, and that's what brings us together. So even if he was buried, we're still together because it's not about me. Atachat Elokim Ani. It's about this mission in this world. And in that sense, Od Avinu Chai.
Exactly. No better words to end the video, to end Sefer Bereshit with those words. Am Yisrael Chai. Shkoyach Yitzi.
Shkoyach Tuvia. Shabbat Shalom and Besorot Tovot.
Shabbat Shalom, Besorot Tovot. And I'm going to say, we'll talk again.